Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. Now, organizations understand the value data literacy brings, but struggle when it comes to finding the perfect balance in bringing people together. Process and technology elements necessary for an organization's culture to become truly data-informed. Click's offering of data literacy as a service will help organizations address this challenge and drive higher data literacy rates while optimizing the value trapped in their data. Data literacy as a service is a holistic always-on customer success approach designed to drive a data-informed culture. To tell us more about the launch of the industry's first data literacy consulting service and signature services is Roberto Sigona, Chief Customer Officer at Click. Roberto, thanks for joining us today.
Good afternoon.
Talk to us about Click's decision to launch this industry's first. What about the timing? Why now?
Well, you know, we go around the globe helping customers help implementing data analytics platforms. And as we do that, we consistently hear that people struggle with data literacy. It is essential for them to drive this business value. They're trying to get the return on investment, so to speak, for the investment in technology. And they struggle with this blend of people, process, and technology elements to really achieve this data-informed culture they need to be successful. So we launched this data literacy as a result of thinking how we can best help our customers achieve their objectives faster.
And now's a good time.
Now is a perfect timing. As you know, data is accelerating. More and more large corporations are doing the digital transformation, of which data analytics is a huge part of.
Why do you think, though, data literacy services as an enterprise-wide value driver will grow?
We have a data literacy index that we measure at Click, and this data shows us that companies who are better with data literacy, they are 5% more valuable than people who are not. In the U.S. alone, we estimate this to be between $320 and $534 million in higher enterprise value. So again, if you can grow your business value as a company, of course you will do it. If you don't, competitors will. And, you know, in the economy, we've seen all these companies born in the data economy, such as Netflix, Amazon, Google, Tesla, and Facebook. Mm. So we all know how data helps them being successful. So everybody wants a piece of it.
So at this point, you're seeing that data literacy really is an imperative. It's not nice to have anymore.
Absolutely. Data, to an argument, is what roots out to a tree. Without it, it would fall at the slightest breeze. So everything surrounds data, how you measure your customer, how you understand them, how you go to market. So everything relies on data. Now, it's all important. However, our research found that only 21% of the workforce worldwide is fully confident in their data literacy skills.
Mm.
That means for organizations, they need to dramatically invest into their people to increase the data literacy or find new people who have the skills. So again, data literacy as a service is a way for us to help those companies increase that data literacy within the employees.
Whose job is it though, Roberto? Onus on the own employee to go and learn about data literacy and be a data scientist, analysis, etc.? Or should a company send its people to become data literate?
I think you've got to do a bit of both. I think it has to be successful. Companies need to have this as a top-down initiative. Yeah, they have to mean it from the top. This means executives need to be more data literate as well, not just employees. And so role modeling is important. The role of the employee is important too. You have to know what you don't know to be willing to learn what you need to know.
Roberto, tell us why you think employees are resistant. You talked about how only 21% of the workforce feel comfortable with data.
Well, change is hard, right? So my generation, we used our guts to make decisions more than data. So you kind of have to unlearn the old ways before you can learn the new one. Data can be overwhelming if you don't know how to read it, if you don't know how to interpret it. So, you know, it's sort of like a fear of the unknown.
What more do you think can be done to mitigate this besides, you know, instilling the fear in people and saying, man, if you don't get data literate, you will be left on the side?
Exactly. So fear is never a good motivator, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I think the way you have to do it is just start with education. When we created this data literacy workshop at Click a couple of years ago, we ran several hundreds of those around the globe. it is interesting to see how the light bulb goes off for people. They understand where they stand, and when you provide people with a key path, not just to educate yourself as an individual, but also how can someone help you with your change management in the company. We just talked about top-down and bottom-up approach, so overall change management for the company. So how do you create a company-wide culture of data literacy? And this is why, again, we took the best of what we heard from all those customer workshops and our skills in a click, and we created this data literacy consulting services to address this specific issue.
We're speaking to Roberto Sigona, who's Chief Customer Officer at Click. Roberto, we were talking about how you need to find that perfect balance, bringing together the people, the process, and the technology elements. How well pleased, though, are companies to deal with these challenges right now? Are they recognizing the importance of data literacy at this point?
Yes, they are. I'm not sure they are all that well positioned at this point, but I think they're all very aware of where they stand at, and they're making this more and more priorities. This is seen as several companies, most of the companies I work with, they're all hiring, if they're not done so, a chief data officer at this point. So this is the understanding, the realization that you need to address the problem. But this is hard. People have a lot to go. They have decades of data in silos, which is hard to collect. It is hard to trust the data sometimes in those companies because you have years and years of gathering data without nurturing it. It's the beginning of a transformation companies are going through. We have ways to go, but we're on the path.
Tell us how Click comes into play. Talk to us about this industry's first data literacy consulting service.
So data literacy is one piece of it. You know, as I mentioned, you have to tackle the people, the process, and the technology. So Click has made a lot of investment into the only end-to-end platform in the industry that just goes from raw data all the way to insights and actions. So from a technology standpoint, we've done what we believe, we've done what we need to do. And then with this data literacy as a service, this holistic approach to drive customer success and the data-informed culture, I think we can put the best of our knowledge, best practices together. Married with technologies, we believe we can help our customers achieve greater objectives that they could not even dream of until now.
Roberto Sigona, who is Chief Customer Officer at Click, thanks for joining us today.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.